P. Mitch and Finley, 1067 the fan. Lambo, I'm gonna need you to get me up to speed on this because I was busy yesterday. Mel Kiper is a draft expert, and he has created a cottage industry. He deserves. I always applaud people that have changed the world in some capacity, and I think Mel Kiper saw a vision for what the NFL draft would be long before most people did, and he's probably made millions of dollars because of it. He lives on the Eastern Shore of Maryland and eats pie every day for breakfast, is what I understand about Mel Kiper. Why is he yelling about defensive back formations, Landini?
He's not happy about him, apparently.
That's my understanding. I guess let's hear the audio, and then we'll try to react to this, okay? This is Mel Kiper yelling.
Well, I grew up with the best of the National Football League, 60s, 70s, into the 80s. You're talking about deep shots, right? The go route, the nine route post. You're talking about Terry Bradshaw in a Super Bowl hitting John Stallworth. You see Leroy Irvin diving, right? Just off his fingertips. There's the receiver. They laid it out there, right? Hit the receiver in stride. 65-yard touchdown. It's a beautiful thing to watch. That's what I want to see brought back to the National Football League. Okay, check down kings, bubble screen sensations, boring football. Game manager, I get it, but I want to see those deep shots. That's what the NFL was built on. I grew up with John Unitas, Fran Tarkington, Ken Stabler, Daryl LaMonica. You know, you talk about quarterbacks, Joe Namath. It was just right. Brett Favre when he was doing what he did. Burt Jones with the Baltimore Colts. You think about those quarterbacks who would throw the ball down the field. I'd say what Bradshaw did was Stallworth and Swan, Roger Staubach. That's what I want to see brought back. Say, well, you can't do that, right? Well, you got a five-yard rule with the quarterbacks, right? The Mel Blount rule, right? Now with the push thing with Hurts, you got to be a yard back now. So don't tell me you can't have those safeties closer to the line of scrimmage than they are. I was at games where I'm thinking, hey, too high? They're out in outer space. Two, I couldn't even find us. So they're playing with nine guys, right? Where are the other two? Oh, the other two, they're so daggone far back, and even though they're part of damn play. I'm telling you, we got to change this thing, and we got to have, hey, you can warn them. Enough, right? They come up, hey, guys, you got to get up a little bit, right? You're too far back. Warn those safeties. But you got to figure out, competition committee, somebody, Dano, somebody's got to figure out what that depth is, but it's too far back right now. The NFL is being ruined by these too high safeties.
All right, Mel, relax. Never heard of the Tampa 2? I mean, this has been going on for 20... When did the Bucs win that Super Bowl? 2001 or something? Like, this has been going on a while. I get what he's saying, but I liked this. So passing numbers are down. And frankly, if you're ESPN or you are somebody that pays a ton of money for NFL rights... NBC, one of my employers, Fox, CBS, whoever you are, right? Like, generally fans want to see offense. They want to see high scoring. They want to see the ball going down the field. It's like in baseball when they used to say chicks dig the long ball. Like, people love the go route. I understand what he's saying there. But, one, you can't stipulate how far down the field safeties can stand. I just think that is so gimmicky. Two, so run the ball. Run the ball, and the safeties will have to come up. Like, that's not that hard. That's not that complicated. Give the ball to Brian Robinson and take care of your running backs and value that position. I also thought this was pretty interesting. This is from Warren Sharp. He said, my two cents on the too high Mel Kiper rant. Last year, there wasn't one team with a positive EPA. EPA's expected points added. So how much better you do than average. Last year, there wasn't one team with positive EPA when passing at or behind the line of scrimmage. However, 29 of 32 teams had positive EPA when passing beyond the line of scrimmage. We're seeing way too many passes at behind the line of scrimmage, especially versus too high. It's on offensive coordinators. I think there's a few things. I think there's a lot less great quarterbacks in the NFL than there were 5-10 years ago. And that's just like a cyclical, things kind of come and go. Like last year, Tua Tagovailoa was the leading passing yards, led the NFL in passing yards, right? 10 years ago, that would have been Brady and Manning. You know, like it's just, and probably still Drew Brees and Philip Rivers. Like, we're in, and Russell Wilson wasn't an alien yet. Like, it was, Matt Ryan was still balling. Aaron Rodgers. Like, your best quarterbacks right now just aren't as good as they've been in previous seasons. I mean, Mahomes is so obviously the best quarterback in football, right? Second, you could say it's Josh Allen. You could say it's Joe Burrow. You could say it's Lamar Jackson. But, like, these guys aren't statistically what Brady, Manning, Breeze, Rivers, the numbers Matt Ryan was putting up when Kyle was running that offense. Like, it's just different. And with that, what you saw, especially when Tyreek was in Kansas City, is these defenses came up with this, like, amorphous defensive back deployment where, depending on specific routes and concepts, they were kind of going where it changed from playing quarters or too high or whatever to letting defensive backs kind of make more decisions as a route unfolded, right? And that's gotten to be really hard for quarterbacks to figure out. And with the Chiefs team specifically, they said, we're not letting Tyreek beat us deep. And that's where you really saw this start to happen. And now you just, you don't have that many good quarterbacks. And you know what coaches all want all the time? Is to control everything. And when you keep it at the line of scrimmage, you know your completion percentage is going to be really high. Your chances of a turnover are really low. And you can try to chunk your way down the field. I think this is more of a result for not as many great quarterbacks in the NFL right now. And that doesn't mean more great quarterbacks aren't coming. But, I mean, if you look at – I'm going to look at 2014 NFL passing leaders. That's 10 years ago, right? You had – listen to the names on this list. This is 10 years ago. Breeze, Roethlisberger, Andrew Luck, Peyton Manning, Matt Ryan, Eli Manning, Aaron Rodgers, Philip Rivers, Matt Stafford, Tom Brady. And that's without even getting to, like, the Romo, Wilson, Colin Kaepernick level. Ironically, Derek Carr was still on this list. He's probably passing yards leader right now. But Breeze, Hall of Famer, Roethlisberger, Hall of Famer. Luck, probably, but he retired. Peyton, obviously. I think Matt Ryan gets in. I don't really know. He did win an MVP trophy. I think Eli's getting in, whether he deserves it or not. Rodgers, of course. Rivers, probably not, right on the bubble. Stafford, probably not, right on the bubble. Brady, right there. Go to the passing leaders right now. It's just wildly different. And I think defenses have gotten a lot smarter. You want, now, it's only two games, so the sample's incredibly small. But your passing yard leaders right now, Brock Purdy, Gardner Minshew, Stafford, Goff, Lamar, Geno, Stroud, Tua, Darnold, Baker. Then you got Dak and Jalen, and then Derek Carr. Like, Patrick Mahomes isn't even close to the top. Joe Burrow's not even close to the top. Some of that's design. Some of that's, it's just too short of a, too small of a sample size. But, dude, of quarterbacks playing right now, who's a Hall of Famer? Mahomes? Hell yeah. Probably Lamar. I mean, he's got two MVPs already. Maybe Stafford. I know there are people that want to make the argument for Stafford, and maybe that changes now that he has a Super Bowl and, frankly, that he plays in L.A. But Dak? Baker? Tua? Burrow, maybe? I mean, hell, maybe Jaden down the line. Who knows? Josh Allen, I would say. It's just ebbs and flows at the quarterback position, and then OCs and play callers that want to control everything, and this is the result. Mel, relax, man. Have another slice of pie.